Hello, my dear listeners, and welcome to the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show. And today, we are delving into a topic that's often overlooked, but holds immense potential for personal growth. Yes, I'm talking about hobbies. And in today's fast-paced world, where the pressure to excel professionally is ever-present, we often neglect the importance of leisure activities. But what if I told you that having a hobby could be the key to unlocking your full potential and leading a more fulfilling life? So join me as we explore the world of hobbies and discover their transformative power. Hello all, I'm Kapil Gupta, founder of Study Abroad Academy. I'm on a mission to coach and mentor 100,000 high school students and help them realize the dream of studying in the best universities of the world and build happy careers for themselves. But before we dive into today's episode, let's take a moment to reflect on the role of hobbies in our lives. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, often neglecting the simple joys and pleasures that hobbies can bring. Hobbies are not just leisure activities. They are essential for our well-being, providing a much-needed escape from the stresses of work and the demands of modern living. And whether it's painting, gardening, playing an instrument or exploring the great outdoors, hobbies allow us to express our creativity, unwind and recharge. So let's dive in today's podcast. So segment one, the lost art of hobbies. Now, because I've already mentioned that it's easy to forget the simple joys of pursuing a hobby, many of us have fallen into the trap of prioritizing work over leisure, believing that productivity equals success. And however, this mindset often leads to burnout and a lack of fulfillment. As the saying goes, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Now, without hobbies, we risk losing touch with our passions, creativity, and sense of self. And this lost art of hobbies has indeed made our lives dull in many ways, often resulting in a significant impact on our overall well-being and quality of life. And here's how it damages our lives. Because without engaging in hobbies, our minds lack stimulation and opportunities for creativity. We become stuck in routine activities, leading to mental stagnation and a lack of innovation. Because hobbies serve as a form of stress relief and relaxation, allowing us to unwind and recharge. And without hobbies, we may experience heightened levels of stress and anxiety, as there are fewer outlets for releasing tension. And hobbies even offer avenues for personal growth and development by allowing us to explore new skills and interests. And without engaging in hobbies, we miss out on them and these opportunities for self-discovery and expanding our horizons. They even provide us with opportunities of social interaction, connection with others, with, of course, similar interests. But without them, our social circles may shrink, and we may have the feeling of isolation and loneliness. Hobbies often ignite passion, bring a sense of purpose to our lives. They give us something to look forward to and pursue. But without them, we may struggle to find meaning in our daily activities, leading to feelings of emptiness and dissatisfaction. So overall, I'll say The absence of hobbies deprives us of valuable experiences and opportunities for growth, leaving us feeling unfulfilled and disconnected from the world around us. It's essential to reclaim the lost art of hobbies to enrich our lives and nurture our well-being. Then, moving on to segment two, that is the transformative power of hobbies. But fear not. Embracing hobbies can lead to profound personal transformation. Whether it's painting, gardening, cooking, or playing an instrument, hobbies provide an outlet for self-expression and creativity. They allow us to disconnect from the stresses of daily life and reconnect with our innermost desires. As author Austin Kleon once said, hobbies are the building blocks of passion. And the transformative power of hobbies lies in their ability to positively impact various aspects of our lives, bringing about personal growth, fulfillment, and joy. And let's see how they do it. Because when we engage in hobbies, they provide a much needed break. They allow us to unwind, and activities that I've already mentioned have a calming effect. They promote relaxation. They reduce anxiety levels. And hobbies even encourage us to think like out of the box and explore new ideas, fostering creativity and innovation. And that might be writing, crafting, or cooking. And because hobbies do offer opportunities to express ourselves creatively and, of course, develop new skills. And these new skills, these new challenges, new techniques, they boost our self-esteem and give us a sense of accomplishment. And achieving goals in hobbies, oh, they instill confidence and pride in our abilities. Because hobbies even provide outlets for self-expression and emotional release. And activities like journaling, yoga, or hiking can help reduce, improve mood, enhance overall mental health. And pursuing hobbies, they often involve connecting with like-minded individuals who share similar interests and passions. So joining clubs, classes, or online communities related to our hobbies can foster meaningful connections and a sense of belonging. They offer opportunities for exploration, allowing us to discover new interests and talents. And, of course, trying out different hobbies exposes us to diverse experiences and perspectives, expanding our horizons and, in turn, enriching our lives. So, incorporating hobbies into our lives help create a sense of balance and well-roundedness, allowing us to cultivate multiple facets of ourselves. Overall, I'll say hobbies have the power to transform our lives by nurturing our passions, fostering personal growth, and bringing us joy and fulfillment. And, you know, as Mary Oliver said, hobbies are what make life worth living. And let me talk about Ria, a busy software engineer who discovered the joy of gardening during the pandemic. And what started as a simple hobby turned into a passion project, transforming her balcony into a lush green oasis and providing her with the much needed respite from screen time. So, how can you discover your own hobby and reap its benefits? Start by exploring activities that spark joy and curiosity, whether it's trying out a new recipe, picking up a paintbrush, or learning to play an instrument. The possibilities are endless. And don't be afraid to experiment and step out of your comfort zone. Remember, hobbies are not just leisure activities. They are pathways to self-discovery and personal growth. And then, In today's fast-paced world, finding time for hobbies may seem like a daunting task. However, with a little creativity and determination, it's possible to carve out pockets of time for leisure activities. Start by prioritizing your hobbies and scheduling dedicated time for them in your daily routine. And whether it's waking up an hour earlier or setting aside time during the weekends, make a commitment to yourself to pursue your passions. And today, let me give you a short template to how to choose, learn, and maintain hobbies to help you get started. Because I say that is another form of your transformation, of your personal development. So first, choose your hobby. Reflect on your interests and passions. Explore different activities that excite you. Consider trying out new experiences and stepping out of your comfort zone. Pay attention to activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Then, learn your hobby. Because start by researching and gathering information about your chosen hobby. You might not know it beforehand, so you must learn it. So take classes or workshops to learn the basics and improve your skills. Connect with experienced hobbyists, so join online communities for support and guidance, and practice regularly. And be patient with yourself as you progress. Don't make it a hard or painstaking task. Enjoy it. Have fun. Then maintain your hobby. Make time for your hobby in your daily or weekly schedule. Set specific goals and milestones to track your progress. Experiment with different techniques and styles to keep things interesting. Stay motivated by celebrating your achievements and sharing your experiences with others. And be adaptable and open to exploring new aspects of your hobby over time. And remember, the key to maintaining a hobby is consistency, passion, and a willingness to embrace the journey of self-discovery and growth. And as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on the role of hobbies in your own life. Are you making time for leisure activities that bring you joy and fulfillment? If not, consider exploring new hobbies and rediscovering the transformative power they hold. Remember, life is too short to be spent solely on work. So embrace the joy of hobbies and unlock your full potential. And do connect with me. Share your suggestions, your ideas on this topic. Let's start a conversation and enrich ourselves and help the other listeners too. So thank you for tuning into the Kapil Gupta Career Show. Until next time, happy hobbying. Thank you.